Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Kav Tes. We're continuing with the sugya from yesterday. Zat the Gemara of Shmuel ben Nachman b'shem of Yoinason. Torah chasera, ein kom b'rabim. A Torah that's chaser, that's missing. You can't use it to read b'tzibur. You're not allowed to use it b'tzibur. This is mentioned many times in Bavli as well. This halacha that sefer Torah is chaser. The question of what does chaser mean? We'll see as we move along. What exactly is the definition of chaser? And what's the reason why? Why can't you use a sefer? Missing a letter, what's the reason why you can't do it? Says the Pnei Moshe, you can't do that because it's a gnayu likro b'tzibur. It's a gnay to read a sefer Torah that's missing, would be a gnay to read a b'tzibur. And therefore, you can't use it. Talmud learned a braisa, b'reishat ha-mabil, beginning of Chumash Bereishis, until the story of the mabil, v'yikra ad yom ha-shmini, v'yikra until yom ha-shmini, v'yikra so aron. There, mutl goes barabim. If it's from there, you can read it. Even though the Torah is only reading one chelik, one parsha. You're allowed to read, even though it's mamish missing a lot. You're allowed to read these psukim. You're allowed to read barabim. Says the carbon Eda. You're allowed to read from these parts. Like, super, if they're only written, we had only a chumash that barashis until the mice of mabul. It's like it's one inyan, or b'yom hashmini, or the pasuk of Ibn Soa. All these things, Yadu b'rabim, says the carbon A, the culture in the mechumash, the mechumash. So if it's missing, the whole chumash you can read is missing. If you can read just a small chelik, a few psukim, it's enough to read. So then even for sure, these things you can read. So what's the pshat? The stira. Chayrit's a stira. Says the Gemara that the answer, adak sinos oikinoris detzenboi. When it says that Russia, Arkasinus, burnt the entire Torah, Gemara says, of the Torah that belonged to Tzibari, the people of Tzibari, he was a Roman general who was a big Russia, and he went into the city, a city near Tveria, and he burnt the Sefer Torah. And he burnt the Sefer Torah. Gemara says, can you read the Sefer Torah by Rabin? Can we use it? Is it possible to read the Sefer Torah that he burned part of it? So Gemara says, can you read from such a chumash? Can you read such a chumash? Is that considered mutter or not? So Gemara says, I'm alone. So he answered, Asr, it's Asr. Gemara says, Rav Yonah explained why. I have the Asr. Not that it's Asr Medina. In order they should go ahead and people will feel terrible, and they get another Torah. In other words, really, you can do it. You can read it. But we wanted to make sure that it would be a desire to keep that Sefer Torah around and not to get another one. So we want to tell them you can't use it, so they can go buy it, they'll go get another one. So Mamela Be'atzem, that's really what's saying over here. Really, you can go ahead and read a Sefer Torah Medina. But we don't do it. We say the Kitzaser, so that people will go ahead and get a Sefer Torah that's good. Cover that Sefer. They'll go get one that's proper, that to have a regular Sefer Torah. Mamela, therefore, that would be the, that's the way the Gemara comes out. So Gemara says, says the Kabbalah to explain the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what? Gemara says that the Lord also made a din. They'll be upset about that. They can't have Kriyas Torah because he can't use his Torah. They'll go get another Sefer Torah, which is a proper way to cover that Torah. They'll go get one. And that's what the Gemara means. That's why. That explains this. The stira. It's not a stira because it's enech, it's mutter. Just that we don't want you to do it. We say you can't use it, so you get another one. Here also the Mishnah says, and also you can't use the leftover money. You could take money, go use it for Ma'ala Mekodesh. What if you have that leftover money? Even that money you can't use. Let's just Ma'ala Mekodesh. It means that money that you collected and you left over from the stalkers that you left over, same, you know, took money to collect for something to use for Sefer Torah or something at an Aron or whatever it is, and now you have leftover money, you have to continue only Ma'ala Mekodesh. You can't do something on a less of a level. Came to a city. Chamatz, Gemara says he gave them coins and distributed to the Yisomim and the Almanas. Now the Pagan Rabbanon went and gave out half. They gave it to Tamil Chachamim. It was leftover money after the Almanas and Yisomim. They gave it to Tamil Chachamim. So they did that, which is a greater mitzvah. It's even greater than that, to even a bigger mitzvah than that. So Gemara says, So when it comes out, when I said that what's the halacha lekabi? Whether you're allowed to do that? Other can you give this money and give other money instead? In other words, can you give this money? A person gives money to almanas yisomim, can you take that money and give it to mina chachamim? Change it from what it was supposed to set aside for. So you're about the machlekes. So obviously, somebody you have to know. You have to put other money instead. So otherwise, you're not going to have money for the other thing. Because we almanas, so obviously, you have to designate money instead. You have to. Mar says, do you say you have to? Tzorach lahafrish, you have to designate money in their stead. Zaira said the same halacha, you have to put money, also separate money, so they have, they'll be replaced, so they'll have money for this as well. You don't have to go do that. You don't have to set up other money. In other words, once they gave money, understanding that the people gave money to Balei Tzedaka, to the Gabbai Tzedaka, to give to Yisrael, they know that there's a better cause, that they trust them, they allow them to give it. So you don't have to go replace the money. There's a makhlek, it's a marayim. Two marayim, it's other two marayim. Do you have to replace it to give what they originally intended? Or can you just use it for whatever you want? Whatever the gizborim, the gaboyim, think that would be the proper thing to do, that would be sufficient. That is a makhlek, it's a marayim. So the Gemara says, so when I said, therefore, the same halacha applies by all mitzvahs as well. I'm going to give an example. Call it mitzvahs, all money that was created for any mitzvah. Actually, no. So the gizbarim, so you give it to gizbarim, you can do whatever you want. You can't change what you want. You're not allowed to change. In other words, when a person gives money for tzedakah, a neder and a dava, and he gives the money, calls money as in his pocket, he can change his mind what he wants to do with it. But once you give it to the gabbai, you can't change it. It's it. Whatever you give, that's what it's given for. You can't change it. The gabbayim can change it, but you can change it. They can, the shiva tuvei ear, they can go ahead and make decisions to take it that the money should go for something else. But you yourself, who are giving the money, can't change it. Once you gave it to the gizbarim, you have no longer to go back. By the way, I gave you money for this. I want to change it for something else. You lose that right. It's no longer yours. It's in the hands of the gizbarim. You don't have any ability to change it. However, the tzayin tuvei ear, they could do what they want. They could change it. Okay, so that's what Gemara says. And therefore, he's allowed to go change it. And therefore, some say you can't. Some say it depends if it's an official tzedaka. Like if there's an organization that specifically collects for one thing for Yisomim L'mashu, they can't give something else. But if it's given to someone else to give it out to organizations, that person could be, the middle person could decide to give it to something else. But you can't. Otherwise, you can't direct it to something else. That you can do. If it's a given dafka to an organization, this is what they do. They can't change their formula, but an individual person can change. They're not allowed to sell things of the rabbin to a yakut. You can't sell things of rabbin to a yakut. Why? So read among those because you take away from kedusha. Something that's by rabbin is kadosha. Yakut is not. You're a mayor. A mayor says you can. That's the halakha of a mayor. That you can't do it. So Gemara says that we're talking about selling of a shul. So a shul that belongs to the tzibur, you can't go ahead and give it to one to an individual. That you can't do. So Gemara doesn't explain that it can't be that. But same thing. If that's what you're saying, Allah should reply. You can't take money from a shul of a large city and use it for a shul for a smaller city, less people. That's the problem. Rajas Melech is a bigger city, and therefore it's a bigger mitzvah, and therefore you're changing it. If you can't change the money from, you can't be murdered in Kedushasso, then the same thing should apply. You shouldn't be able to give it from a small, big city to small. Rav Rajas Melech, because it's being murdered in Kedushasso, and you can't do that as well. The Gemara says, what are we talking about over here? There are three people. The Gemara says, three trustees of a shul. He's in the Yechidim, are like a shul. And the seven trustees of a tzed, like a city. So when we talk about individuals, it's individuals. But three people who are given a representative of the shul, the board of the shul, they have a din of the whole shul. And the seven of the city, representing the city, have a din of the city themselves. The whole city, and they have a right appointed by the city to do whatever they want to do with the money. People accepted them as the gabbayim. They have a din as if the whole shul votes. They have the votes of the whole shul. Same thing as Zion Tuvei Ear also have of the entire city, and they can go ahead and do what they want to sell to whatever, to do whatever they want. They represent the city. What are we talking about over here? If the people in Tzibur accepted these people to sell, these people to represent them, even if it's one person, we need three, four. If they accept the one person, they trust one person to be the guy. So to everyone trusts him. They all point to him. Why can he do it? Why do you have to go add three? One should be nothing. They don't accept him. They don't agree. Then even though come, if you have 10, it shouldn't be good. To my case, no, where there wasn't any specific, there was nothing specific done. My mailer, therefore, was never clarified. Therefore, they were appointed generally, and therefore they say they have rights, three have rights of a shul, and seven have rights of a city. It wasn't that they were specifically given, we're giving you a particular job. But again, if that particular job has to be, everyone agrees, if one particular, you go do something. Even one person could have the rights to do it on behalf of the tzibur. So, or if not, the people didn't accept it, then even 10 people. But talking about where Stam done, says the Gemara, the Kabbalah explains, it's not Stam appointed them, at least get tzibur, nothing specific, a general thing, appointed them as officers of the city, or officers of the shul. And then they made decisions of certain things to do, they can make those, render those decisions. But that's why they have rights on behalf of the tzibur to do the whole tzibur. No one can come and vote against it. We don't agree to that you can't do anymore. They act on behalf of the tzibur, and they're trustees of the tzibur, and therefore they can do it. You have a person living in one town who gave money to go ahead for another town. Gemara says he gives the money. When he gives the money, Gemara says he has to give the money. We made the pledge. Person that lives in one town and he pledged money to a tzedakah for another town. He has to give them the money. He made a pledge. He made a nothing. He has to give it to that city. He made a tzedakah in one another city. He has to give it to that city, and they should divide up amongst the aniyim. Whatever he gave it the money for the aniyim of that city, then they have to go give it to the city, and they have to divide up amongst the people in the city. A group of people that made a pledge for another city, you give it to the city in your own town. If it's a group of people, then you give it to your own city. Then you can give what you can, but otherwise you have to give your own city, because otherwise they're going to be what's going to be for your own city. People, you're giving a group of people, paskim in your own city, so you have to go give it to the people in your city. That they have to give. This case, the bench of Minyoyono. What was the bench of Minyoyono? There was a bench, people would come and sit on it. People, visitors from out of town would come sit on it. And people went ahead, they were pledged stucco. They were required to go ahead. Whoever made it in Minyoyono, they pledged it. They would have to give the money there. To that place, people sat on the bench, considered a group. Whoever gave money, that's part of that group. Says the Kabbalah to explain. There was a shul in Mishimon. People sat there on these benches, and they would pledge stakah, make an aliyah, and pledge stakah in Man Shimon, to that city, the people of Mon. And maybe they had to give the money to that people, to those people. They would give the money. They pledged it here for this city, and therefore they would give it to the people. Even if they came from another city, they had to give it to that city. That's what Mar said. That's an example of a raya. Another raya that Mar gives. Chabu used to give lecture, used to give shiur in Tzipar, right? We didn't live. Pasuk the money. Once gave money in a public appeal in Tzipar. Came back to town. He wanted to give it the money in his own town. No, you can do that. You're an individual. You pledge in Tzipar. You have to give the money in Tzipar. If you're a group, a rabbi, you can do it here. But if you're a yachid, you have to give it there. Pasuk stuck at Tzipar. You have to give it there. You're a yachid. You have to give with them, as the Mishnah said. As we said, another raya that you see if you're a yachid, you have to give to the place where you pledge it to. First makes a lamp or a menorah, until the name of the owner is not forgotten. You can't change the lamp. You can't change it. If it's talking about, they already forgot them. You don't have to go change to another place. You don't have to change it. They forgot. People in the town didn't know that. They referred to that person. Then you have to go. You have to move it. You have to relocate it. But if they forgot about it, the person's not here anymore. The person's not around. You're not going to be able to have tinnitus, then you could go ahead and use it for something else. Then you could go ahead, Mishana, we could change it for something else. Mike Kabbalah explains, I just talk to him about him, we still attached to that person. He still has the name of that person. That person still is the one who gave it. You still refer to that person. That person has to be used for that, the menorah or that shulchan or whatever, has to be given to that person. But once it's no longer attached to that name, then you could go ahead, just talk, you could use it for something else. I really was when Yoikana, attached to it, it's like the Bible, oh, never were forgotten for them. If it's attached, if it's engraved on them, even if they died, no one remembers them, but the names are on it. The names are on it, you can't take away, you can't change that. Antoninus made the famed Roman emperor. He made a Roman emperor, he was very close with Rebbe. And what did he do? He goes ahead and he made a menorah for the shul. Praise be Hashem who put it into his heart to make for the shul. We needed a menorah, and Baruch Hashem gave him a menorah. So we have his menorah. His name is on it, and it should be his menorah. Menorah for the shul. And he gave a bracha that it should be Baruch Hashem that he gave it. Someone says, we don't understand. What did he do? What was Rabbi's bracha? Someone goes, boy, yes, it's silent. I remember. What did Rabbi say? Brother Melchor, again, he say Hashem's name? Blessed be Hashem? But you know, my brother, you don't say Baruch Hashem, Dilam HaKam, B'Kai, B'Dunas, when he didn't convert to become a ger. You know, you don't say Baruch HaLogenu, I can say our God. And I'm in Sky Gerd, you can say that vice versa, it must be that he's converted. If you said our God, had to be that he, Rabbi knew that he, our God, he didn't say HaLogenu, he said our God, HaLogenu, must be that he converted. Because Master Vaisnai said, oh, he said he didn't convert. What did he say? Make an afkamina, which words he used, whether he converted or he didn't convert. So, Akhtar Gemara, immediately, I mean, this guy goes, you know, Mises that happened, he said he did convert. Some people say he didn't convert. There were some Mises that seemed he did. Not clear. Some indications what that he did. Some was that he didn't. Gemara said, I'll bring a right that he didn't. They want something to go out of Yom Kippur with shoes. Gemara says, with an incomplete shoe, a leather shoe. There's, it ripped. How could he go out? If he was Magayer, one of the Suri Deraisa, you can't go out with leather shoes on Yom Kippur. How do you do it? So the car right in convert. What are you being a riot from there? Maybe I'll tell you he did convert. And I feel Yosha Maimon's begun. Even Yosha Maimon go out with this type of shoe. You know, the shoe where it's ripped, where, you know, the top part is ripped. So even though it's leather, but when the top part is ripped, it's like it's an open shoe. Open shoe is mutter, that people can wear that in Yom Kippur. They see it's a torn shoe, so it loses the status of a shoe. So they can bring a right near that he didn't convert. I'll do another right. I don't want to only rabbi. Will you feed me from the Yossi in the world to come? He asked him, will you feed me? The soonest of Yossi. After Tchias HaMeisim. So will you give me part of the Sudas Lavyasa? So Gemara says, if that's so Gemara says, well, I said, yeah, I'll give you, of course. Somebody said to me, I have a Pesach Lechud, the Pesach, the covenant Pesach, you're not going to give me. But why, the Lavyasa, you're going to give me? You know, it might have happened once, and Yochas asked him for a covenant Pesach, he wouldn't give it to him. So he's not going to, I'm not going to Pesach. If I don't get a Pesach, how can I go get the Sudas Lavyasa, even greater? Somebody said, "Man of luck, what can I do for you?" So Torah said, "No, you'll be not really can't eat. I would love to give it to you, but Torah says it's not was also to you. You're not allowed to." So my man Elazar, when he heard that, a little guy ran and became going, became a gemalt, and became a Jew, converted. So the guy, "I'm becoming a gezuti." Came in for Rebbe and said, "Rebbe, look at my gezuti. Look at my coming meal. Look and see if it's done. I did properly. See if the meal was done properly." So and my own meal, I never looked at. I'm not going to look at yours. I look at it. It's not proper. You know, it's, you go to a mile. What do you want from me? I'm not a mile. Go look at a mile jar. I never looked to see if my own meal was good. But see, let's you do it. But you see from the Maisa, look at the way Kadosh. Because he never looked at his meal. It was built up a Kadosh. Out of a Sneos, he never even looked at his Aver, his Makama Mila. And maybe that's why it was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Someone says, he looked at a coin, image of a coin. The coins were an image of a coin. What was a coin? A coin? They had images of idols, images of people. So he never looked at, he was a Kodesh Kadoshim. He's like a Kodesh. He never looked at a coin. That would be impossible. You look back, my supposed they see that there was Magayer. See, it was Magayer to this whole story that we brought. Amilin Rabbanah Magayer's got it. The Isis stated, Rabbanah was Magayer. If Gary Tzedek will come to the next world, as he is by Rasham, he'll come at the head. So you see, if Gary Emmet will come to the world of the Olam Emes, in other words, will they come as a whole group? In other words, if they come individuals will be Zocha, but if the Gary Tzedek come as a group to the Olam Emes to receive the reward, Antoninus will lead them. Vice Dois, there were many great people. Yisro, Unkelis, many, many great people, the Gemara Kadal brings down, who were Magayer. So therefore, they all come together, he would be the one to come first. He would be leading them. So Gemara says, you see, the Merela, you see, that Yitaka was Magayer, He was Magaya. It's a right, he was Magaya. I think my mind looks so trade class immediately for Pesuka. Gemara says, what happens? I'll look at the two or three words of a Pasuk. If you don't have it without writing it down, you're allowed to write two or three words without doing a Pesuka, without writing it down, without doing the proper way to do it in a Ksav. Without doing it on the Ksav, without doing it, without being permitted, are you allowed to do that? Below Soki, when you're writing a letter to your friend, you want to write two, three words, you're allowed to do that without Shirtos. Is that Mutter or not? And a letter to write without Shirtos. So the Gemara brings down a Shaila, whether this was allowed to do this or not without Shirtos, the Shaila Halakha. So the Gemara says, the Maluk from Mishla Kassav the Eshkulu, that we moment to become Insan. Maluk sent the letter to Eshkulusa, and we would go to sleep and awaken. When I said he would awaken, he would be, people singing for him to wake him up. He fell asleep at night. They would wake him up in the morning with a song. When I said, what was the song they sang? Israelites rejoiced, the nations enjoy, rejoice. He was, they felt it was wrong that he's living in such a thing. He's having people singing in front of him to wake him up. That's too much gashmias when he's not Beis HaMikdash. How can you be so happy? It's improper to do that. So you see, he wrote his psukim in a letter without shirtut. So you see, he wrote without shirtut. He wrote Sadi's Lo Lebracha without shirtut. He wrote the pasuk and Yoash HaMelech did not remember the chesed. He wrote the pasuk that was in Divrei HaYamim. He also didn't write the, he wrote word forwards without shirtut, without his forwards. He wrote the pasuk. He wrote the pasuk. He said, express hate for those who love you and love who hate you. He wrote a pasuk, which was the pasuk in Shmuel, which he turned and inversed the pasuk. He wrote, why? Because he held that the Maisa regular pasuk, to write the words of the full pasuk, without Shetah Zasser. So he changed it around. He did three words and he changed it in order to be able that it wouldn't be the words of the pasuk, so he didn't have to have Shetah. You see, he did it. Machlokes on that. He had Maisa, we have punished a woman, but then he was talking about for her rights. Torah said that based on Rechia, punished a woman, she was over Yisrael Arayas, and he punished her. She went and brought a complaint against them to the officers of Caesarea. She went to Malchin on them. They sent her a letter to Rabbi Bo to support. Like, what are you doing? And Rabbi Bo lived in Caesarea, and he was collected with the government. He wrote in support of them. So Rabbi Bo sent them, and he wrote the passing. He wrote a passing. He wrote a message to them. Kfar Piyasl Shot the Lutheran. We already appeased three officials. In other words, he didn't want it to go to the wrong hands, so he wrote something off. He said, we already paid off three officials. In other words, we already took care of this. Well born and well learned, and Mar said, Lama? Mar said, what is he doing with that? What's he telling them? Mar said, telling them that he wrote basically a play on words that Mar says the play on words he wrote them. It's a Greek way of saying it, that we already took care of them. We did whatever we had to do to make sure this woman's an evil person, and we made sure that we took care of it, that they'll vote, they won't join her, they won't help her, they won't go against the Rabbanon, they won't punish the Rabbanon. So we did these things already. We wrote three work Greek words that they wrote that looks like the Yam. They wrote these words, the words of Avutim, Alosh, Talosoyim, three words which symbolize also a remez, also words that are remazim, the Greek words of remazim. And so what do you mean by that? But the bitter date remains in her bitterness. So Bishkin Lamatka wanted to sweeten her, the Shavit, Shavit Lavov. And she went and she did it wrong. In other words, we wanted to get her, we tried everything. We gave her, bribed her, this lady Tamar, bitter lady. We tried to give her bribe, but she should stop her complaints against us, to go to the government against us. And we couldn't. We couldn't. She was an evil woman, Mechutzef, and a woman who did wrong, who was Mazana, or acting improperly. So Mara says, Rabbanu Mishal Katzalaf Yishubin Mishai, said Rabbi Mashamai, Rashis Mitzirkama O Tiskakarech. He wrote, your beginning is small, and many, Mara says, we'll continue to the end. He wrote again, based upon a pasuk in Eov, you're going to flourish, which means that he wrote the words, opposite words, three words without having to do shir to it. Again, the same idea, the message should be sent, that the pasuk is, that don't worry about the beginnings, the end will be fine. Which might not feel like giving something, even if you didn't write, it's a message they wrote, the Afka, they would write it, but Remes, a cryptic part of the pasuk, just certain words, three words, not a whole words, in order not to have to write besirtut, but the message was gotten that same idea that they wrote that at the end you'll have a tzlaka from what you did. Will be a beginning, it'll be tough, it'll be difficult, but they'll be good at the end. This is what it says. Mishnah continues that they went in Kassel, you can't do that. According to Rabbi Meir, because the only my name is Kodesh. So when I said, it means we assume the end of basic and end. We learned the Gemara, we learned the Mishnah, referring to a sending a shul. So when I said, that can't be. I can't be referring to a shul. Man, the Gemara, we're learning the pasuk. It's only a tanai. You can't sell it anyway without a tanai. You can't do it. So what do you mean tanai? You can sell a yakid. You can't sell a shalarab with a yakid. You can't sell a shul anyway without a tanai. Be able to get it back. Elamai the Rabbanu said, you can. Because you do it all the time. You know, sell forever, you could sell a shul, except for a reason, except that they're going to go ahead and sell it for four reasons. You can't be mundane. A burski, a bathhouse, four things that are going to be mavazah, what a shul was, that you can't do. That's the Rabbanu say, Dal Dvarim, four places you can't sell it to because it's a bizayon. So that's it. If Rabbanu, anything you do, neither the Rabbanu nor Rabbanu. So what are we referring to? It's Nabchia. Said Tifta B'Sevet Torah. We're not referring to a shul, we're referring to a Sevet Torah. That's what it's saying. The luck is, Ramei is Paskin in our Mishnah, not a shul, but a Sevet Torah that has Kedusha to it, and you want to sell it. If it's a Kedusha, if Sevet Torah shall Rabbim, you can't sell it to a Yakid. A Sevet Torah shall Yakid, you can go sell it to a Rabbim, because Lamaisa, that's being Mayan Makodesh. Now, by reading, that's the case Ramei is speaking about in the Mishnah, not about a shul, but about a Sevet Torah. Let's stop over here.